And today we remember a landmark moment in American sports history. Half a century ago, basketball great Wilt Chamberlain scored 100 points in one game. Legendary players have come and gone in the NBA, but no one has come close to Chamberlain's record. NPR's Tom Goldman has this look back.
It sure didn't start like a night that would end in the history books. March 2nd, 1962, the Philadelphia Warriors hosted the New York Knicks in an old drafty gym in Hershey, Pennsylvania. The NBA had come to America's chocolate mecca as a way to spread the league's popularity. A little over 4,000 locals showed up to see a late-season game that meant nothing in the standings. Ho-hum, not for Harvey Pollack.
On that game, I had 5 different jobs. It was the busiest night of my whole career.
Pollack, now 89 and still working for the NBA, was the Warriors' PR director. 3 of his other jobs that night were as a reporter. The Philadelphia Inquirer and 2 wire services didn't send their own people. Pollack's 5th job turned out to be the most labor-intensive, keeping stats for the game.
Here's the big 4th quarter, and everybody's thinking how many's Wolf going to get. He's got 69 gone in. Here's the pass to him. He's got another one.
Chamberlain would end up averaging an eye-popping 50.4 points per game that season. But as the final quarter began on March 2nd, and he scored number 70 and 71, the small but charged-up crowd knew something special was happening. The game wasn't televised. Only the 4th quarter of a radio broadcast remains, with Bill Campbell doing the play-by-play. He describes a 7-foot-1-inch man nicknamed the Big Dipper, filling the basket with an assortment of shots. Of course, the Dipper dunk. But there was also speed as Chamberlain ran the court, finesse as he banked in jumpers from the side. Here's Chamberlain years later in an ESPN interview.
I had this thing in my head that I wanted to show people that I was a complete basketball player. Right. Understand? And by doing that, I developed the fadeaway jump shot and the finger roll and the hook shot and all the tools that our offensive that basketball players had.
The Knicks tried mightily to stop him on March 2nd. At times, they put all 5 players on Chamberlain and stalled when they had the ball. When it was over, Harvey Pollack grabbed a piece of paper, wrote 100 on it, and handed it to Chamberlain, who held it up for the iconic photo of that moment. A moment that was more than just a stunning stat line. In 1962, Chamberlain was one of only 37 African-American players in the NBA. Gary Pomerantz, who wrote the definitive book on the record, Wilt 1962, says there was an unwritten quota in the league with just a few black players per team.
And what Will did in his 3rd NBA season, by averaging 50 points per game and throwing down that 100-point thunderbolt in Hershey, was to symbolically blow that quota to bits.
Fans are coming out of the stands.
Tom Goldman, NPR News.
The most amazing scoring performance of all time.
Our program is directed by Brendan Banizak, edited by Corey Turner and Allison McAdam, and produced by Matt Martinez. The technical director is Stu Rushfield. We had engineering support from Melissa Marquis.
Our planning editors are Jerry Holmes and Julia Buckley. The staff includes Art Silverman, Jonathan Baer, Rob Ballinger, Franklin Cater, Greg Dixon, Theo Balcom, Melissa Gray, and Jessica Deal. Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.